Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm very glad that our good friend Dr. Beth Ross is back too, ladies and gentlemen. Beth has spent a lot of years as an educator. She's working currently every day as a certified career coach. She is a speaker, a writer. She's an expert in the employment landscape, and that's one of the things we're going to call on her for today. Beth Ross, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's good to have you back, Beth. A lot of things have changed significantly. There have been a lot of resetting of things across the marketplace, and one of them that's clearly has been reset is the workplace. How we hire, maintain our employees, train them, what we ask of them, what we require of them, how we work together. The demands are different. The expectations are different. There's been a lot of resetting across the employment landscape in the last 2 or 3 years, hasn't there?
Oh, yes. The demands are very different, as you say.
And there have been quite a few casualty lists created out there. You know, not only the people who got laid off during the recession, but afterwards, but the people who were left, there's been some stress and strain on the folks who were left behind, aren't they? Haven't there been?
We were talking about that earlier, and I think that's something that everybody's forgetting a little bit, unless you're right there on the firing line. But the layoffs do continue in strange and unusual ways, and that creates a big stress for those who perhaps are still working, but they know that it could be them next. And when the layoffs happen, then those that are left are impacted greatly. There's a great big guilt feeling about,
right,
oh my God, we had to let all these people go. But the big thing that's happening is those that are left, everybody's working more.
And that's where we are right now, right? I mean, the layoffs are pretty much, the mass layoffs are behind us, and we're hopefully starting to hire more. I know we've added a new person in the last year in our little company, and we're seeing some, as they say, green shoots out there a little bit. So let's talk about that going forward. What is that looking like to you out there, Beth?
Well, the green shoots going forward are definitely there. The people who come to me for career transition coaching are that to follow the protocol. They're getting jobs, and they're getting good jobs, but maybe not what they thought they would be getting.
What's the profile of a person who's hireable today? What do they have that helps them get these precious few jobs out there?
Very, very, very good question. I do a lot of interview training. Interview training is a big part of my practice because interviewing has become so competitive now. You've got that one shot right out of the shoot.
Right.
And if you flub that up, that's it. You may be just
it's not here. It's not just showing up anymore and no. Answering a few questions. It's a performance, isn't it? It's almost theatrical. It's almost theatrical today, isn't it?
It is theatrical. It is a performance. And in an interview, you have to do your homework beforehand, know everything there is to know about the company and the person who's interviewing you, et cetera. But the one thing that you've got to know is what is that niche that you, as the candidate, can fill that will make it possible for you to make a unique, very unique contribution to that company's bottom line. Hey, it's all about money. If they're hiring anybody, there is a need. There is a reason. And you need to talk about not what you want to do, but what you can do and be able to do that very effectively. That's why interview training is so good. I run my clients through mock interviews that you just wouldn't believe in, in ways to really maximize that interview and be picked. I mean, why is it that they would pick you instead of the other five people that they're interviewing? That's the big question.
Well, yeah, and of course, why have they chosen you five out of the 1,000 resumes that they got into? Even before they meet you, they've done, and these days.
Well, I'll tell you something for sure. So I was almost tempted to say 9 times out of 10, but that's statistically perhaps irrelevant. But it surely helps if you've been referred by someone who's inside already. If you've been referred by someone that the president or the CEO or the head of human resources knows, it is very much.
We used to call that pull, Beth.
Yes.
You have any pull over there at that place?
Right. Anywhere you've got pull, it's going to really help. That's a great word.
Yeah, but it's on the other side of the desk. Employers now have a greater ability to do a little due diligence on the applicant today, don't they? With Facebook and LinkedIn and there's a trail
that's
there.
That's an interesting phenomenon.
There's an electronic trail there. We've used that.
Some of that stuff is so irrelevant too. You got to be really careful with what you let appear on your Facebook.
Well, that's exactly right. Okay. I mean, we actually turned down a candidate. And the candidate never knew it because we got the resume. They didn't know who we were, and we went on their Facebook and we found out they had 750 friends.
Well, they're spending way too much time on the internet.
Bingo.
They'll tell you that right up front.
We that was one of the things that caused us to weed them out a little bit.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? These were things that a few years back we would have never been talking about.
We wouldn't have known about it.
In a strange way, it didn't even exist.
Yeah, it did. Well, it didn't exist. Right, exactly. But but this is something that, and I hope when you talk to the young people out there, you tell them about these things.
Oh, I do. I think the jury is very much still out on social media. It may take a while before it implodes.
Well, it's not going to implode. It's just going to become a tool. It's just
a tool among many. You're right.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's all it is. These are not new rules, just new tools.
Yeah.
New rules. Beth, I need your website, please.
My website is www.bethross.com.
ROSS, bethross.com. Check it out. Quick break. 29 after. And Beth, you help people all over the country, right? Not just face-to-face?
All over the world.
Yeah, all over the world. Excuse me. Probably somewhere out in the galaxy, too. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I promise we'll be right back.
My own, I want a dream lover, so I don't have to dream alone.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.